Tonight's show is sponsored, Refuah Shleima, Rus Bas Miriam. That's our dear Aryeh's mother-in-law. So tonight's shiur is about the tefillah of Ma'ariv, if the tefillah of Ma'ariv is an absolute requirement or not. Now, that's a pretty contentious thing. What's the nafkamina? Somebody's sitting at home, and they're not in the mood. They're not in the mood of davening. So they're like, okay, shachar semincha, what Ma'ariv, do I really have to do it? Do I not really have to do it? Men, women. Women are not mechayev to daven Ma'ariv. No way. Now, you want to know if there are certain women who daven Ma'ariv? Maybe. But, yeah, we're talking about men. So it starts off, the Mishnah in Brachas says, Tfilas ha'erev ein lo keva. The tefillah of Ma'ariv doesn't have a keva. What does that mean? It doesn't have a keva. So what it means is that the time for davening, there's no set time, is the whole night. So Rabbi Avadia of Bar Tanura asked the question, so why don't you talk straight? Just say that the Zman of Ma'ariv is the whole night. So the Rav explained, it's coming to teach you that Tfilas Arvis is optional. So therefore, it doesn't say in the Mishnah that the time of davening is the whole night. No, it says Ein Lekeva. Ein Lekeva seems like it's a very shaky thing. It's not Mechuyev. Now we have to understand, why would the Tfilas Arvis be optional? So he jumps right into it, and he says, interesting idea. Since Ma'ariv is keneged, the limbs and the fats are not ma'akiv in the carbon. We'll see what that means in a moment. So therefore, Ma'ariv is also optional. So what does that mean? So to understand that, you have to go to the next source. The next source is the Gemara in Brachot Afchav Avimit Beis. And the very famous Machlaikis. What were tefillahs made keneged? What do they correspond to? So it's Machlaikis. Is it the Avais? Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov is Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Or is it keneged the Karbonis? What Karbonis? The Talmud of the morning, Talmud afternoon, and what's the night? The fat and the limbs that didn't get burned, you could burn it the whole night. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina and Rabbi Shulam Balevi. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that tefillah is corresponds to the obvious were the ones who instituted it. And Rabbi Shulam Balevi was, no, it wasn't from the obvious, it was made to correspond to the Karbonis. And the Gemara brings sources to show Avram davening, Yitzchak davening, and Yaakov davening. Now, how do we know Yaakov davened this week's Parsha? What does the Pasuk say? So the Gemara brings down in the middle of the Amud on Chavav Amud Beis, Yaakov tikkun tefillas arvis, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayivka b'makom. And what is Vayivka b'makom? It says the Gemara, ain't pegia el tefillah. The word pegia means tefillah.
What does the word pegia mean?
Reach. Yeah. Meeting. Reaching, meeting.
Isha.
Okay. So now we understand that if Yaakov makes Ma'ariv, okay, well, let's think for a moment. Then Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv should be the same. There shouldn't be any difference. However, if tefillah is connected to karbanos, it doesn't correspond to the avos, it corresponds to the sacrifices. At night, the limbs and the fats were the only thing that were brought at night. And it happened to be, let's say somebody didn't bring the limbs and the fats. We think that the limbs and the fats being burned on the Mizbeach is the main thing. The truth is, it's not. What is the main part of the carbon? Sprinkling the blood. That's what the main part of the carbon was. So therefore, now we could understand why is it that Ma'ariv is less of a requirement than Shachar Semincha? Because since it corresponds to the limbs and the fats, well, the limbs and the fats in itself aren't an absolute requirement to go ahead and bring. This is the first part that we have to know in the shiur. There are two ways to be able to look at Ma'ariv. Does Ma'ariv come from Yaakov, or does Ma'ariv come from the limbs and fats? And are the limbs and fats, are they an absolute requirement? No. So that means, says the Rav, we could understand now, why is it that Ma'ariv is less of a requirement, and that's why the Mishnah says, Tfilas Arvis ain lo keva. It doesn't have keva. What does it mean it doesn't have keva? No set time, but also it's arishos. This is the first part. Now it's interesting. Taisus asks a question. When did Yaakov daven? Did he daven in the day or did he daven in the night? When did he daven? The Gemara brings down in Chulin, says Tosfos, that Yaakov came to Haran. He said, wait, I pass by the place of davening and I'm not going to daven. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the sun went down early. So when exactly did Yaakov daven? In the day or did Yaakov daven at the night? This is what Tosfos is bothered by. But in any event, we have the first source. Now, this that the Rav brings down, that Meiriv has, is not an absolute chiyuv. And he blames it on the fact that Ein Lakeva. Where is the Rav coming from? Where is it coming from? He's making it up? No. He's saying an explicit Gemara on the Chazayin of the Beis. The Gemara says, on the Chazayin of the Beis, this is the third paragraph, Tfil Sarev Ein Lakeva, says the Gemara, my Ein Lakeva, what does it mean, Ein Lakeva? So the Gemara says, it means Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Meiriv is optional. Wow. And the Gemara continues, the Amr of Yehud Amr Shmuel, Tfilas Arvis Rav Gamliel Amr Chayva. Rav Gamliel says, davening Meiriv is in Chiv. Whereas, Rav Yeshua Amr Rishus, it's a Rishus. And Abai says the Allah is according to the one who says it's a Chiv. And Rava says the Allah is, that Meiriv is a Rishus. Now, if we would stop the Gemara right now, we would say, okay, Rishus means it's optional. It corresponds to the limbs and fats, which were a good thing to do, but you weren't required to bring it. It wasn't ma'akiv in the carbon. I mean, maybe you were required, but it wasn't ma'akiv in the carbon. So I'm not mechuyev to daven if I don't want to daven. That's what it seems like so far. Correct? Yeah. I mean, that's what I would assume. What do you say?
Did
the machlokes? Did the machlokes?
You basically just get credit if you do it. Mechuyev.
That
Rishus, how do you define Rishus? It's optional. So if you do it, you get a mitzvah. And if you don't, you don't get a sin.
That's what it seems like. It's very clear in the Yerushalmi that the machlokes of Meiriv is a chiyuv or is optional is based directly on is the tefillos keneged the karbonos or is it keneged the avos? Meaning, the Yerushalmi brings down, again, let's start over just to remind ourselves. We had a Mishnah. I'm saying it over for you, Oren, because you were the tzaddik of the night. The Mishnah says, Tfil Sarev Ein Lakeva. That was the first step. We wanted to know what Ein Lakeva means. We brought down the Rav who explained that Keva means that it's not an absolute requirement. We want to know where does the Rav get that from. So we brought down the Gemara and Brachas that said that it's a machloikis if tefillah corresponds to the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Chakras, Mincha, Meiriv, or is it connected to Karbanos? What does it mean it's connected to Karbanos? Chakras is the Talmud of the morning, Mincha is the Talmud of the afternoon, and the limbs and the fats are tefillah's Meiriv. The limbs and the fats of the Karbanos that you're allowed to burn the whole night, it's tefillah's Meiriv. And then we said,
Why would that still be considered optional, irrespective? Negative, who cares if it's negative? It's negative, you still got to do it.
Well, look, if it's Kenega, look at the thing that it's itself. Let's see the word of the Yerushalmi. Then we brought down the Gemara itself on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, which brought down two shitas. It feels Arvis is Rishus or Akeva. We said it's Machlokes between Rav between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. Rav Gamliel said Chayva, Rav Yeshua said Rishus. Abai said the Halacha like Rav Gamliel, like that it's Chayva. Rav said the Halacha is Rishus. And now we have the Yerushalmi, that when Yerushalmi brings down that it's connected to Avos, and then he brings down the Rabbanan that it's connected to Karbanos, and the Yerushalmi admits that what about Meiriv? We don't understand Meiriv. Meiriv, there's no carbons there. We don't understand. What is Meiriv? And on that, Yerushalmi says, well, now we could understand if there's no Meiriv, you're right, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. The Yerushalmi directly connects the fact that limbs and fats is not really a carbon. It's not a carbon in itself. It's just a continuation of the tumid of the afternoon or any carbon that you're allowed to burn at night. The point is that it's not an absolute requirement if you hold. You could understand that Meiriv is a Rishus, it goes according to the two ways of learning the Gemara. This is the way the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Avadya ben Bartanura understands. But Rav Avadya ben Bartanura says, nevertheless, we were makabel on ourselves to daven ma'ariv. Now, what does that mean? We still have to understand that. Again, we got ourselves some clarity to, in we are this, the non-absolute requirement comes from. If it corresponds to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, why would ma'ariv be different? The way, the Pesach, the entrance way to understand why ma'ariv is different is to understand that it's not connected to avos, it's connected to karbonos. And ma'ariv, there's no actual corresponding carbon except the limbs and fats, which in any event are not ma'akiv if I wouldn't bring it in the carbon. That's an excellent question. Okay, we'll have to see. If you forget the daven ma'ariv, why do you daven to Shemayna Esrei? So if we turn to page 2.
And why are the limbs and fats? Not people some ma'akiv with no carbon.
It's still a chiyuv to bring them. Correct. I hear. It's true. But again, we can't get away from the fact that it says Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. That's what it says. So now let's go to. Yeah, so but we paskin Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. Yeah. So now we want to know Taisus and Daf Chavav Amid Alf. Taisus Chavav Amid Alf asked the exact question that Rav Avi Frankel asks. The Gemara speaks about Tashlumim, which means making up your davening. And the Gemara explains that if you forgot to daven ma'ariv, what do? In the morning, you daven shacharis twice. That's what you do, a makeup, right? Zavli, you ever did a makeup? No, because you never forget to daven. By the way, whenever you make up, you first do shacharis, and then you have in mind for the makeup. The makeup is always second, by the way, just for you to know. Important to know that. Many people don't know that. Fractisis, I don't get it. How could you make up something that you're not mechuyev to do in the first place? This is a question that Taisus asks. The first of Taisus, and it's on page 2 on top, on the left. Vem timer fractisis, va'amar rav l'kamon, fios arvith rishus. That is the question. Not only that, you know, we say, that let's say somebody forgets yal v'yavay at night, what do they need to do? Do they need to go back or not? No, why? Because, no, it's not because of that. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara said because you're not mekadosh the chodesh at night. They never did kiddush hachodesh at night. And since Yal V'Yavah is somehow like Bezin being mekadosh the chodesh, so therefore, one doesn't have to go back. So at night, whether it's the first night or the second night of Rosh Chodesh, you're not required to go back, even the second night. That is the halacha. Fractisis, why do you have to come on to that? If you were never mechayev to daven in the first place, you don't have to make it up. So emphatisis and Taisus gives this groundbreaking principle, which is this that we're saying it's rishus, we never meant to say that it's optional. No way, you're totally learning it up wrong. Rishus means, in contrast to being a mitzvah, meaning, let's say you have a mitzvah that's oiveres. What does it mean, a mitzvah that's oiveres? You need to do something, and if you don't do it, you're not going to be able to do it. Matzah? Okay, let's give an easier one. Going to a chasana. And you got to go into the chasana. You have to go. And if you don't go, you're going to miss the chasana. But you know, if you're going to go to the chasana, and you're going to actually be there and hug the chasana and the kala and the, whatever it is you're going to be doing, you're going to miss ma'ariv. However, you're going to miss Meyer, but you're going to miss it. I know you can make up. I know you could walk out. We're talking about a situation where if the person... Okay, fine. So the mitzvah iveres, a mitzvah that you're going to miss, in that situation will say you should push away Meyer. But you don't just mevatel it, meaning when in contrast to another mitzvah, it's a rishus. It is a weaker mitzvah, but if it's by itself, you can't just be mevatel it. So Taisus is saying it's just a mitzvah, but it's not as strong as another mitzvah. And if you have one mitzvah and another mitzvah, now, many people... Correct. No, we're talking about a situation where, right, and you can't make up that thing. Yeah, but Tyson is saying a situation where, let's say you wouldn't be able to make up Meiriv. Let's say you wouldn't be able to make up Meiriv. You go ahead and do the other thing. Now, everybody wants to know, in Tysus, anyway, Oisik be mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. If somebody is being Oisik in a mitzvah, they're potter min. Let's say, for example, somebody is by a wedding, afternoon wedding, and they know they're very, very much needed by the wedding. They'll really make a difference. It's like a difference, a real difference. So once they're Oisik in the mitzvah, they're potter. They're potter from going out. That's the halacha. They're potter from going out and davening. It's a nice thing to daven, but you're not mechuyev. Let's say, in order to do it, you can make yourself crazy. You're going to have to walk out. You have to go outside, and it's raining. Whatever it is, make a situation where it's really hard for the person to go ahead and daven. They're not mechuyev. So that's even in a regular mitzvah, Isaac the mitzvah, potter in the mitzvah. So the achrayim will want to understand Tosfos. Even if it would be a regular mitzvah, you're allowed to be Isaac the mitzvah, potter in the mitzvah. Oren, you hear the question. Tosfos is saying that Meiriv never meant to say Rishos that is completely optional, completely. It meant to say that when you have another mitzvah, so then Meiriv turns optional. Meiriv is less. Without another mitzvah over there, so then Meiriv is a chiyav. Chavav amar al tibar masel tov lehispalo. No, that's the question. Everybody wants to know, what are you talking about? Oisik b'mitzvah patur, and the mitzvah is a real halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If you're involved in the mitzvah, you're patur from a mitzvah. We always try to do both, but if there's a situation where it's very inconvenient for you, you're not mechuyev to do the second one. I don't recommend people just taking a lazy way out. But the point is, it's a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's the Gemara Sukkah that speaks about the idea that one is involved in one mitzvah, they're patur from the next mitzvah. Somebody knew that. So coming to a bris, let's say. Coming to a bris, to this mitzvah, I don't know if it's a mitzvah. It's maybe a nice thing. But what about someone buying an esrig, maybe? Somebody needs to buy an esrig. And he's being oisik and buying the esrig. So then, he'll be potter from tefillah. Chayra, if buying an esrig of mitzvah, deraisa, well, if it's going to be ma'akavu. Potter min a mitzvah. It'll be potter and tefillah altogether. If somebody knows that he won't be able to get a good esrig the way he wants, if he doesn't go right now, he'll end up missing. If potter, technically, we have this concept of Isaac Mitzvah, potter ben mitzvah, to be able to get the actual practical application. The Gemara's case was somebody is writing the tefillin for somebody. He's writing tefillin because the person needs tefillin. He's allowed to write it, and he's allowed to miss davening because he's Isaac in the mitzvah of writing tefillin. So it's a big question exactly when it applies. It's a big machlokes, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so it's a question on Tosfos. But in any event, the point that Tyson is trying to bring down is Meiriv is not a complete optional thing. It's the right thing that you have to do, except when there's another mitzvah around, then it makes it much weaker. That is what Tyson says on Brachot Avchavav Amud Aleph. Now, this sounds like, okay, so Meiriv at the end of the day, let's say somebody has a shiur that they want to go to, and they can either go to the shiur or the other Meiriv. And okay, Pasha, as you'd say, they know mincha or shir. You have to dab a mincha. You can't just not dab a mincha. You know such thing. You missed the shir. You missed mincha. Somebody's like, but woke up and they forgot to dab a mincha, or they go to the shir. Which one should they do? So shir is not a chiyuv. Well, learning Torah is a mitzvah. Okay, you're learning Torah the mitzvah. The mitzvah, you're oisik in the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be, first of all, a person is mechuyev to learn. A person is mechuyev to learn. You may say, well, you can't go to the shir because once, it's a chiyev. 100% a chiyev. It's a chiyev to learn. There is. 100%. You're there. Yeah, but It really is a chiyuv. It may not be a chiyuv the way you understand the chiyuv. But Ma'aseh Shulchan Aruch brings down some reish mem yardeh that a person is mechuyev to be kaveya time in the morning at night. So I would say it is. You may answer me and say, well, once the man of mincha started, so once the chiyuv of mincha started, so how could you now run away from the chiyuv of mincha? I don't know if that's good enough to go ahead and ask it as a question. It could be over there that Isaac Mitzvah Kazim and the Mitzvah applied, but for sure, my riff, if somebody knows you're the shear that they could go, and let's say they'll miss my riff with a minion, let's make it easy. Okay, there's one minion, my riff, and there's this massive shear that he wants to go to. According to this, go hear my riff. Meaning, go hear shear. But my riff may be a chiv, or the thing that you're supposed to do, but not when there's another mitzvah iveris. That's what it seems like from Tyson. Right, so Miguel says the chakras. That's a good question. Miguel says it would take precedence in that situation. Yeah, Miguel says it would take precedence. But let's say a shir myriv with a minion, because sometimes like missing myriv might be a hard thing to what's called. You'll always think that you'll make it. But at the end of the day, you miss myriv. According to this, Tysus is saying you're allowed to listen to the shir and not miss myriv and miss minion. That's seemingly pretty clear from Tysus. Now, however, it's not so pashut, and this is where we want to. This is what we want to get into. We want to get into when could we excuse ourselves when it comes to Meirv and when can't we? That's really the question. So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Beis brings down that a person is not allowed to eat. It's a very important halacha until they daven. You know that you're not supposed to eat until you daven. It's a very big question out today. We're always eating dinner before Meirv. Really, really difficult. I know people say that it's kavua dekazmanim to daven, but people don't daven always the same time. I mean, people should come to shul every night at 8:45. But really, so comes along the Gemara Daf Dalet in the base. The Gemara says, what should a person be doing? If a person comes and eats and drinks, and what's going to happen? He's going to fall asleep. So what should a person do? Says the Gemara and Daf Dalet. The Gemara says, "Avo Adabad Min Asada Be'erev." He goes into shul, and he learns. He says Shema and he davens. Then he eats. That's the right way to do it. And then the Gemara ends off, "V'cholo Iver Al Devei Chachamim Chayev Misa." Somebody who's Iver Al Devei Chachamim is Chayev Misa. Chayev Misa. Why are you Chayev Misa? Frak the Gemara. Says, well, you're chayv misa because it's something you know you'll fall asleep. Says the Gemara, well, I'll tell you why. You want to know you have to make sure to not eat before you daven ma'ariv? Because we're not going according to the manda amar, tfilas arvis rishos. We pass on tfilas arvis chayva. That means there's a long standing argument in the Gemara, and the people who said Tfilas Arvis Chayva said, I want you to know, you come home and you eat, you're going against the word of the Chacham. Chacham said, you first need to go ahead and daven, go to shul, and then you eat. And you're over under the Chacham, you're Chayv Misa. You're Chayv Misa. Chayv Misa? Yeah, because don't think for a second that Ma'ariv is just optional. We paskin Chayva. So we see over here, the Gemara, they reduce this very, very heated.
So according to this, should be
Zaris
and
Dalamar
at the earliest
Zman
we can before we.
That would.
That's like a that's
what it is. According to this Shita, yeah. According to the Shita, it feels Arvis Chayva. One should. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Before we finish.
That's right. That's right.
What about the summer?
One second. Let's go fight. Let's take things step by step. Now let's go a little bit further. Let's go before we're building up little by little by little. We'll get it. It's a puzzle. In the beginning of a puzzle, you don't see everything. It takes time. But we're getting it. Now, the Gemara explains like this. Let's go like this. Eight lines from the bottom where it says, Omar Mar, this is the second paragraph on page 2. Eight lines from the bottom of the paragraph. Omar Mar, Kair Kirishma Mispal. The second one. Vaseyele Rabbi Yechanan. The Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Edu Ben Al Mabba. Reb Yochanan says one should say Shema and then Shema Nesrei, because you're saying Geula Latfila. When we say the brachot of Shema, we end up saying Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. Then we say Shema Nesrei. Now we don't really say Shema Nesrei right afterwards. We say the whole Baruch Hashem LaOlam, Amen, Vamen. We also say Ashkivenu. That's not really saying God. by Shacharis, we say Baruch Ata Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. Then we do Ge'ula. Then right away we do Tefillah. So what is this? I don't get it.
Still counting
Okay. What?
Still counting.
Still counting school of Tefillah. So Tosfos wants to know, Rav Yochanan is saying that you should do Gula Tefillah by Myriv. How do you possibly? So let's just back up for a moment. What did we say? So we brought down this big machlekes that Tefillah's Arvus is a chayv rishus. We also explained that it somehow corresponds to either Tefillah's connected to Avos, Tefillah's connected to Karbonos. Then we said, Tosfos, that even if you say Tefillah's Arvus is rishus, it doesn't mean that you could just be a mevatla. It's only when you have another mitzvah around. We gave the example that somebody wants to go to the shir, and he would rather miss Myriv. He wants to go to the shir. He seems, according to Tosfos, you're allowed to. Then we brought another Gemara that seems to say that you're over at the Rechachav Yechai Misa. We see that goes according to the other camp. We see how makbid they were, that you're not allowed to eat before Myriv because you're going to fall asleep. And you're Mechuyiv to go ahead and daven Myriv. You're Mechuyiv. There's no such thing as falling asleep. So we see, we try to bring out that there's a very strong argument over here in the Gemara. And we didn't see how he paskin. We saw two different people paskin different ways. And now we have a Gemara that says, in Myriv itself, there's a mitzvah being soymech gula tefillah. Now, what is this mitzvah being soymech gula tefillah? What does that have to do with the source of our question, if Myriv is a chiv or a shus? What does one have to do with the other? So if you take a...
If you get him on the Mabo, why would it... Is that applying that it's chai, you're chai?
Okay, yeah. So the first thing we have to know is that this Baruch Hashem La'ilam Amen V'Amen, which is some people look at it like V'hurachem. Yeah, we don't like, you know, Baruch Hashem, it's a long thing to daven, right? In Israel, they skip it. Yeah, and Sfar, they don't do it. Matei Shabbos and Chol Moed, yes. Yes. However, Rav Moshe says when it comes to these things, if you don't say it, you're like making a machlokes in the shul. You're mechuyev to say it. If you have, you're in the Ashkenaz shul, and you decide not to say something, you're causing a machlokes. You're saying now you can say today nobody's watching anybody, but Rav Moshe holds people watch people. So comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, first of all, those things. Why was it? Why in the world did they institute this Baruch Hashem Lo Elam Amen V'Amen? So let's take a look at Tosfos Daf Dalet Amud Beis to stall the people in the field. Right. So people came late to davening. This was an old problem, to the point that they actually instituted you davening more things in order that the people who come late, no, that's not the point. The point is, you're going to leave, and the other guy is going to be there by himself, and it's going to be very scary walking back. So therefore, they lengthened Myriv in order for everybody to be able to be there, and this way everybody can walk back together. Tosfos also explains that there's 18 psukim, 18 names of Hashem, connected to 18 brachos of Shemini Esrei. Now, if you take a look at the underlying part of Tosfos, Tosfos said like this: "V'alachak Rav Yechanan." This smack dab in the middle of Tosfos Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the big Tosfos. Tosfos said, "V'alachak Rav Yechanan." The brayso maseya leiv came patuka halacha gedolus. The halacha like Rav Yechanan, that because he has a brayso that supports him, and so paskins the halachic gedolus, which means one should be soymech geula l'tefila. It's the machlokes of the Gemara, and Rabbi Yechanan says you should. Then came so Tosfos. Yesh lidarsh le'lasaper ben geula the arvus l'shmeina esrei. Somebody who finishes the brachas shouldn't be schmoozing before Shemina Esrei. But what do you mean? We say kaddish before Shemina Esrei of Myriv. Umiu beseder of Amram. In the Siddur of Amram, Pirish Masha Anu Oimrim Kaddish. Why do we say Kaddish Ben Gula Tefillas Arvis? The answer is, listen to this, to let us know that you don't have to be Soymech Gula Tefila. This sounds so funny. Glashmina Deloibeinam Soymech Gula the Arvis Tefila Mishon Tefillas Arvis Rishus. Says Reb Amram, you want to know why they instituted to say Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei? To show that the halacha is that Tfilas Arvis is Rishos, and since Tfilas Arvis is Rishos, you don't have to put Gula next to Tfila. Meaning, why am I bringing this Gula Tfila business? Tais is saying, Rav Yechanan says you have to do Gula Tfila. Okay. Okay, and Tosfos says we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But says Tosfos, how can we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? Rav Amram is saying, do you want to know why we say Kaddish? It's to show that since Tfilas Arvus is Rishos, so you don't have to be saying Mechulul Tfilah. Again.
Yeah.
Making Gula next to Tfilah, Rabbi Yochanan says is the right thing to do. So Tosfos, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But Tosfos says, we have a problem. What's the problem? Rav Amram is saying, you want to know why you say Kaddish? To not be Samech Gula Tfilah. Why would we not be Samech Gula Tfilah? To show that Meirav is just a Rishos and not a Mitzvah. Like we have to make that, we have to send a message. And since we have to send a message, we're not going to do it the way Rabbi Yochanan says to do it, because that would show that it's a really important thing, really important chiyuv. We want to show it's not so important. What? This is exactly what Tosfos asks. Fred Tosfos, five lines from the bottom, Ve'itame, if you're going to say, Kashe Hilchasa Hilchasa. He says, at the end of the day, I don't get it. The Kaimla Tfilas are with Rishos. We passing this Rishos, and over here we passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Which one is it? So Tosfos says, you must say, different than Rabbi Amram, you have to say that even though you pass in Tfilas are with Rishos, when you do it, this is how you have to do it. Meaning, you may not be Mechuyev to daven, but when you daven, there's a certain way to do it. Let's say somebody says, okay, I want to daven my own Nusach of my Riff, since I'm not required to daven. Tosfos say you can't do that. There's a certain format. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you want to daven my Riff, you have to do it a certain way. Different than Rabbi Amram. Rabbi Amram is saying, the reason why we say Kaddish is to show that Tfilas Arvis is not, it is a Rishos. So we're trying to show that we're not really connecting Gula to Tfilah. Tosfos says, but Rabbi, how do we reconcile these two things? On one hand, it's optional, we're passing. On the other hand, we're saying, like Rabbi Yochanan says, Tosfos, no, you're somehow both are true. Tosfos doesn't go to explain to why is Kaddish not a Hefsek. Tosfos is a little bit, he's a little bit unclear. But the point to bring out, what do we want to bring out? We see over here, Tosfos is saying an interesting thing. You may not be mechuyev to daven, but how you daven is important. How you daven is important. Okay, so now let's get to a few more questions. Okay, so far we have Tosfos passing it's a Rishos. Tosfos is saying that even if it's a Rishos, you shouldn't just be mevatalit. And Tosfos also says, when you daven, there's a certain way you have to daven, which is gula have to be connected to tefillah. Even though it's a Rishos. That's what Tosfos said so far. Okay. So, time is late. We just have 6 more minutes left to the shiur. Let us do a few of the Rambam. Because we want to get to Rav Chaim. I want to get to Rav Chaim Brisker. So, in order to be able to get to Rav Chaim, we have to read to you 4 different Rambams. In Brisk, they're very into Rambams. First Rambam. How the Rambam codified. You know that the Rambam said you don't have to learn Gemara? You know that? The Rambam in his preface said, just learn my Sefer.
You're good.
And you're good. Ooh, did they get angry at the Rambam? This is why the Ravid wrote so many strong things against the Rambam. The Rambam basically says, I figured out everything for you. What are you going through the whole Mishka Bible for? Yeah, I got it all good down. And what happened? The craziest thing happened is that the Rambam basically, everybody goes through the Gemara, tries to figure out where did the Rambam get it from the Gemara. So not only did the Rambam not make it easier, he just basically made everybody learn the Gemara much more. Because the Rambam says, Allah, and then everybody goes back, wait, we are in the world of the Rambam, get this Kirsa. Is it the Babli, the Yerushalmi?
Is there a safer that explains how the Rambam passed?
Hundreds of Sfarim. The Ketam Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, the Lacha Mishnah. Never. The Rambam doesn't give sources. He doesn't bring sources. No sources. And that is, every once in a while he brings a pasuk, but like a Gemara, he doesn't say, Ayin Gemara daf chav beis and brachas. If he would, he would have made it so much easier for everybody to understand where he's coming from. But he didn't do it. He didn't do it. So let's see the Rambam. Page 3.
He did enough. He didn't pass his Rambam work.
He did. He did a superhuman amount of work. He
it doesn't make sense.
Did something that he was. Yeah, because he made it very simple. But as simple as he made it, all of the great yeshivish Torah comes from the Rambam, Reb Chaim, Reb Skarav, Reb Baruch Ber. Unbelievable. So the Rambam said like this in Hilchas Tefillah, Perak Aleph, Halacha Hey, Halacha Vav. Says the Rambam that they instituted that a person should daven one tefillah a night, connected the fat on the limbs. Says the Rambam, the ain't tefillah arvis chayva. Rambam connects the two, since it's connected the fat on the limbs, and the fat on the limbs are not an absolute requirement for the carbon to be brought. It's not a chayva ketefillah shachris mincha. It's not the same chiyas. Says the Rambam, nevertheless, Vahu became Nahagu Kol Yisrael. The whole Kol Yisrael had a minhag. B'chol Mekaymos L'Sfal Arvis V'Kablu Aleihem K'Tfilas Chayva. They were Mekabler on them like a Chayv. So now we have a question in the Rambam. If Kol Yisrael was Mekabler on them like a Chayv, does that mean that the Rambam is arguing with Tosfos? Because remember what Tosfos said, that it's not Tosha B'Chiyav. Meaning, if you have another mitzvah, we say like the shir. You want to go to this great shir, or this great beautiful event, whatever it is, a mitzvah, whatever chesed you want to do. You want to do a chesed. You want to have the opportunity to do a chesed, whether it's doing you're buy a dinner and you can help collect money. You're doing some tzedakah, and you're going to miss Mairev. According to Tosfos, you're allowed to, because once you have another mitzvah, it's like a rishus.
How many years after
Does the Rambam first? It's like 100 year difference.
That's close. At the same time, they overlap.
Overlap?
Right.
So we see over here in the Rambam, what the Rambam is saying, very important thing, the Rambam is saying where we were all mekabel on ourselves. What is that? How far do you take that? Because that's an important thing. Do we have to knock away Tosfos' thing? Are we able to like, wow, I'm able to go on that Tzol call now, even though I don't have to. Or I'm able to go on this call, on that call, during my Rav time, because, well, I'm not really mechuyev once I'm doing another mitzvah. Does the Rambam say we fall that off? We fall off that because everybody was mekabel on them chiyev? So we'll have to see, because that's a very important halachic question. But we see the Rambam already is saying two things. It's not the same chiyev, but Klal Yisrael was mekabel on themselves. Piece one. Next piece. Says the Rambam, one who davens before the time, so you daven shachar in the middle of the night, or you daven mincha like at 12:40, I'm just joking. What are they daven over there in the Young Israel? Way too early, right? I'm just joking. I'm just bothering Zav. You daven the first possible Zman, correct? What? 12:17? So if you daven at 12 o'clock, you're not Yotze. Says the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. Says the Rambam, "Hamas Balt Feel Kaidus Manolay Yotzi Dechavase." You're not Yotze, and you have to daven again. Says the Rambam in the end, "The Yeshle Lispalo, a person should daven Arvis Tfilas Arvis Shoslele Shabbos Be'er Shabbos Kaidum Shetishmach Shemesh." The Rambam says this thing: a person should daven early Ma'ariv before Shkia. Why?
That's only for the Rabbi.
You're right, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the Rambam is saying it's a good thing to do. V'chein misbal arvish l'motzei Shabbos v'shabbos, and you could do the same thing. Motzei Shabbos, you could have a Ma'ariv early. Why? L'fi shetfilos arvish rishos. Because Ma'ariv is a rishos. Since Ma'ariv is a rishos, you could daven early.
Right.
And therefore, ein medaktik mizmano, we're not so careful in the time. So we see over here the Rambam. On one hand, the Rambam said, everybody was makabel on Ma'ariv to be like a chiyev, but at the same time, the Rambam is saying when it comes to the zmanim of Ma'ariv, you could be more lax. And comes along the Raiva, and the Rambam says, you're wrong. Ain't Roy Lassus came. It's not such a thing. No. And the Raiva says, if you daven early, you're not going to be doing geula to tefillah. The Raiva holds that if you're not davening, because the Raiva holds seemingly that if you don't daven Ma'ariv in zman, it's not real geula tefillah, because Shema is at night. And brachit of Shema are real brachis when they're in the zman of the chiyuv. So the Rambam is basically saying, according to the Ravid, that if you daven early, you're not really doing geula, and it's not considered connecting to geula to tefillah. Says the Ravid, I don't like you, Rambam, what you're saying. So we see clearly in the Rambam, is saying, you daven early, you don't have to be careful of the zman. Even though the zman should be better to be done at night, still, since Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, you don't have to be so makbid in the Zman. So we see another place of leniency, besides Taisus' leniency. The Rama's leniency is to daven early, that's okay. One last halacha, and then we're going to stop smack in the middle of the shir. The last halacha we're going to say is the Rambam. Okay, we learned one halacha in Aleph Hey in the Rambam, Aleph Vav in the Rambam, Gimel Zayin. The first halacha in the Rambam was that we see that it's not as big as the Chiyuv, but everybody with Makabal on them as the Chiyuv. The next halacha in the Rambam, we see that the Rambam is saying, when it comes to Davening Ma'ariv, you can do it earlier as man. You don't have to be so worried about it because it's a Rishus. What about somebody who realized while they're davening that they davened already? What do you do? Happens all the time, right? Person so makbid to daven early, then he's in shul, he likes to daven again. Does he stop davening Shemayna Esrei? What does he do? Oh. Says the Rambam that a person who is in the middle of davening, a person who's in the middle of davening, this is the last Rambam on the page. We skipped one Rambam, but we're going to get back to it. The Rambam says, four lines from the bottom. Somebody in the middle of davening, you remember that he davened, stops middle. Because this day you could daven at Tfilas Nedava Aryeleib, which is a good point, is only, you could do any time, but you have to start off the Shemayna Esrei Tfilah like that. You have to start with the mindset, I want to do an extra prayer. But if you're davening with the mindset that I have a mechuyev to daven, you can't just in the middle change that. Not by chakras, and not by milcha. So you're in the middle of Shema Kaleinu, Hashem Elkeinu, you're like, oh, shoots. I already davened. You just walk away. So, no, you're not davening Shemayna Esrei again. You, even when you're 10th, you're just listening. Aleinu, that's not Shemayna Esrei. Over here, we're specifically speaking about Shemayna Esrei. Says the Rambam. And actually, you said the Rambam. But if it's by Myriv, ain't it Paisik? You don't stop. You continue.
Why?
Says the Rambam. Because the whole Myriv is not a Chiv. Davening is not a Chiv. Myriv is not a requirement. And since Myriv is not a requirement, it's like a Tfilas and donation, the Tfilah. Unbelievable. Shachris, you can't redo a chiyuv. Once you did it, you can't do it again. So if you're in middle, stop. Mincha, you're in middle, stop. Because you can't redo it. Myriv, says the Rambam. Myriv, you're in middle of Myriv. You could continue. Why? Because the chiyuv was, you were never a chiyuv. It's a different davening. And therefore, one is allowed to continue davening Myriv. So we're going to have to see. Over here we see, what are we trying to bring out? We're going to wrap up with the question. How much am I actually mechuyev to daven Myriv? How much? And we want to be makel, right? Is that the bottom line? We want to be makel? We want to be lenient? Yes or no? Why not? If we could, why not? So we see over here, on one hand, it's like going back and forth. Yes, machmer, not be machmer. The Rambam saying like this, the Rambam saying like that. So we're in the middle of the puzzle. When you're in the middle of a puzzle, it looks way more messy. Mr. Shem will continue next week. We'll make a recap next week from the beginning. And we'll continue on and we'll go ahead and mention the great Reb Chaim and explain Mr. Shem, the Hagdara, how to understand it. We'll get to Nachmanides. We did not touch the brisket Torah yet. Thank you very much for listening.